fear is mostly poor management of your mind. And you must stop having fear as a frame. When you anticipate things are going to cause fear, when you fearfully see something, you will not approach. You will avoid. And as you fearfully see something, I'm so scared to get up on stage. No, trust, when you get up there, you will serve. Two different things. Fear, 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 fear. Back, 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 back. And you wonder, why did 5 years go by and I've been so timid? Because you saw fear in advance, not faith in advance.
Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're going to train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and to win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you. But it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
You can proceed in fear or in faith. You are a person and you are coming from one of the two. You are entering every situation from one of the two. Every situation. I'm going to enter this situation in a place of faith and I'm going to trust that it's going to work out just as it needs to. Or I'm terrified. I don't know how it's going to go. And people don't understand how binary that conversation is in your brain. And I'm so proud that a long time ago I said, you know what, fear is so much, to me, you know what fear is? Outside of physical threat. Physical threat is real, okay? Physical threat is real. But outside of physical fear, threat of safety, right? Outside of physical fear. Most fear is just poor management of the mind. Write it down. Most fear is just poor management of the mind. I am not utilizing this brain to see this in a positive, confident, faithful light. And as soon as I can use this brain to see this and write this down in a positive, confident, faithful light, I do that to myself. Anytime I feel worry or fear, and trust me, I feel it, emotions are automatic. They're from the body often. They're impulsive, unregulated. They happen immediately, pow, they're in, and often they're out. Most research shows an emotion rises and it's gone and dissipated within 2 minutes, but you feel it. So I feel it and I don't choose to hang on to it and grab it and hug it and claim it and say that's me. And some of you did that with fear. You got scared a few times in your life and you grabbed it and you held on to it too long and you integrate it and now it's you. And you say, I'm just afraid all the time. I am just afraid all the time. Be careful of putting a negative statement after the word I am. If you put a negative statement after I am, you are building a negative personality. In spiritual texts, we would also say that you are also offending the divine, because I am is how God claimed himself. I am that I am. So you say I am, and you put something negative behind it, that's offending you, and that is offending something bigger than you. At least that's what spirituality people would say. And so I want you to be attentive to that. I'm just afraid. I'm an afraid person. I'm always afraid. No, you're not. You're managing this bad. Remember, there's a difference between practices and personhood. Many of you guys know, like the Motivation Manifesto, you know, we've given that to prisons all over the country. And I would love if any of you could help us give it around the world. Thank you, yeah. And I remember the first time I was in lockup and I was like trying to work through this concept a little bit. And it was really hard because people take the identity that they're terrible, right? I am this terrible person. No, no, no. You did something really bad, right? There's a practice. There's just like many of you, you're like, I'm terrible in my relationships. No, you don't have any practices, skill sets of how to be great in relationships. I'm terrible at friendship. I have no friends. No, you have no friendship skills yet. It's skill set. It's practices. Well, I think that we have to realize that this fear, that we all think fear is this big thing. And I always go, oh, no, no. Really, you just have to choose. Okay, I am going to proceed now and see this in a positive light, in a confident light, in a faithful light. It's kind of like that just intention you have to set up to enter it and to trust the process and to flow with it a little bit more. And to know nothing has to be perfectly architected. It just has to be in motion. And when you realize the world and the universe works like that, it's beautiful, right? It's beautiful. There is nothing you see in nature that is perfectly architected. It's just in motion and it's happening and it's growing. And when it's growing, sometimes it's ugly. You ever see a flower grow? It's super ugly, right? It comes out, looks like this in the ground, right? Sometimes a thing, the bulbs are facing down. You're like, it's squirreled up and around. You're like, what's going on? Then all of a sudden, bam, it's like a, like, oh, wow, that's amazing. It's that ugly caterpillar into that beautiful butterfly. It's a process. Nothing in the middle of the process looks that great. And so you just have to say, oh, I'm gonna go engage this process positively, confidently, with faith that it'll turn out just as it needs to turn out. I would tell you that will give you superpower. I will give you, everyone's like, how are you so relaxed, Brendan? I'm like, oh, I chose an identity that isn't fear-based, that's faith-based. Hey, it's Brendan. You know one question I never anticipated getting as the world's leading high-performance coach? It's, Brendan, what kind of car do you drive? I never anticipated getting that, but I drive a Range Rover Sport. I love this thing. You know, when you look at the Range Rover Sport, you just know it's powerful, it's all terrain, it's the thing in sporting luxury. But what a lot of people don't know is when you get in this thing, it's got this like cockpit-like experience inside. It feels amazing.
to drive it. Inside, there's noise cancellation. There's cabin air purification. They have massage seats, literally. I mean, this thing is awesome. It's my favorite drive. It's got the power, the performance, the agility that someone like me who's really into high performance cares about. You can go build your own Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com. That's LandRoverUSA.com.
I'll acknowledge in this room, not a lot of people in this room have religion. Not a lot of this people in this room are of a spiritual, you know, background or upbringing, or spirituality is not a high value for them, or they might not feel a connection to energy, universe, divine, God, whatever it is. So I get that. I always go, I know that's a unique thing to me, but even when I'm saying faith, you understand I'm not saying faith in God only. When I'm saying faith, it's trust that things will turn out well. That you have faith, you believe that it's going to be okay. Could you imagine entering the day that way? Some of you guys know I had the blessing of working with a lot of monks. And a funny story was, one time I was working with a very stressed monk, very stressed. And he'd been called to another level of service. And I mean, really high level of service, and was very stressed about the situation. And I was observing it, and it's this funny story. But what I noticed was, you can have someone meditate, and you can have somebody learn all the skills of life, but if they don't enter the situation faithfully, all the breathing activities and all the meditation won't do it. It's a frame of reference of life. If your dominant frame is, this is gonna turn out just great, I'm gonna engage it, right? Because notice where I'm teaching this. If you put that slide back up for me, you'll notice where I'm teaching it. There's a reason I'm teaching it here. If I know that things are building me up, if I know that I'm intentional, I'm on offense here, I'm gonna approach the situation, I'm gonna approach it faithfully, it's gonna turn out well. If I can do all these things, that's why it looks so graceful. That's why it looks like he's gliding. That's why it looks, she or he has no cares in the world. Oh, they do. They just didn't freak themselves out in advance. Raise your hand if I'm saying. Okay, so now you're gonna close your eyes one more time with me, and you're gonna do the thing on the heart again, and you're gonna say to yourself, I am going to stop freaking myself out. I am going to stop freaking myself out. I am going to stop freaking myself out. Open your eyes. Remember, fear is mostly poor management of your mind. And you must stop having fear as a frame. When you anticipate things are going to cause fear, when you fearfully see something, you will not approach. You will avoid. And as you fearfully see something, I'm so scared to get up on stage. No, trust, when you get up there, you will serve. Two different things. Fear, 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 fear. Back, 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 back. And you wonder, why did 5 years go by and I've been so timid? Because you saw fear in advance, not faith in advance, right? Those who are of spirit or of biblical training, you know it, he precedes you. Oh, that's one of my favorite lines. I was like, oh, he precedes me, right? I was like, wait, there's goodness and planning in advance. Oh, let me walk right in that stream. That's a lot easier than, right? I was like, oh, okay. There's something precedes me. Okay, I like that idea. I don't know. And even if you don't like that idea, from a biblical nature, think about that faith and that trust of the caterpillar. Trusting in the process of nature. Trusting in evolution. That when I go in and I hunker down and I trust in process, I'm gonna come out better. What an unbelievable act of faith. To go from the wanderer to, in closing, trusting and focusing so that I can bloom. That's faith. That's a big trust. I'm gonna enclose myself. I'm gonna go into my room and I'm gonna write this book. not knowing what's going to go on out there, and I'm going to trust that this thing is going to come out. Could you imagine the faith in that? Could you imagine? I hope you can.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the U.S., you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me, or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there, my team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com.